Today's episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by FreshBooks. To see how FreshBooks can save you time and boost your creativity, go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter Accidental Creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. I'm also the author of several books, The Accidental Creative, Die Empty, Louder Than Words, and Herding Tigers, the new book about how to lead creative teams effectively. One thing that is necessary for the creative process to function properly is bravery. Now, when I say bravery, I think a lot of people think, you know, about charging up a hill, taking a hill, you know, defying the odds, being bold, in other words. But bravery isn't necessarily boldness. Bravery is something different. And bravery also, in the words of John Acuff, bravery isn't a trait, it's a choice. It's something we choose every single day. But what does everyday bravery look like to us as creative professionals? How does that manifest itself in our work? It's not just doing those big, bold projects that capture attention. Sometimes bravery can manifest itself in the small decisions we make, the little interactions that we have with others, the conversations that we choose to have. So recently I gave a talk at a conference called the Ocean Conference, and the theme of the conference was thresholds. It was about those moments that we arrive at a change, some sort of inflection point in our life, in our career, and especially for this group of entrepreneurs, in the launching of a business, or maybe it's raising another round of capital, or something related to a moment of change in the life of their business. And during my talk, I'd never given this talk before, and I don't know if I'll ever give it again, but it was a talk about the nature of bravery and about the three thresholds that we all face every day as we strive to do better work. And so today I want to share with you a little bit of that talk. I'm not going to give the whole talk for you, but I want to share with you a couple of the key principles from that talk and just, you know, hopefully challenge you to engage in everyday acts of bravery, because I believe firmly that as we are courageous, as we approach our work courageously, and we do that conspicuously, I believe it raises the water level of bravery for everyone in the organization, for our clients, for everyone. Conspicuous courage yields additional courage in our lives and our organizations. So we're going to talk about that today, the nature of everyday bravery. Before we do, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. So as creative pros, we're in the business of turning clever ideas into customer value. That's what we do every day. We turn our thoughts into value for our clients, for our customers. The thing is that great ideas and great creative work take time to cultivate. And running a business doesn't always provide enough time to do the kind of creative work you really want to do, especially when you're pulled into the everyday grind of doing accounting work, you know, bookkeeping work, invoicing, those kinds of things. Well, that's where our sponsor FreshBooks can help. FreshBooks is accounting software designed for creative professionals like you and like me. It's so easy to use that you'll save 16 hours a month on time-consuming admin and paperwork, which means more time to let your creativity flourish, to do the thing you actually want to do. FreshBooks is packed with time-saving features, like you can create and send branded invoices in about 30 seconds. It's so easy, so simple. You can set up ACH and credit card payments right there on your invoices to get paid up to 2 times faster. Snap photos of your receipts from your phone and make managing expenses a million times faster. So when tax time rolls around, as it's going to do very soon, you can export tidy reports for expenses, invoice details, and sales tax to make working with your accountant a breeze. It's so simple to use. We love FreshBooks. We've used it for a very long time at Accidental Creative. I know you're going to love it as well. So allocate more time to creating and let FreshBooks do the boring accounting and bookkeeping work. Right now, we're offering listeners a 30-day free trial of FreshBooks. No credit card required. All you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter Accidental Creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. It's freshbooks.com/accidental and enter Accidental Creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. We thank FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, so a couple of years ago, my family and I made a trip to Mammoth Cave in Kentucky to go camping with some friends. And as part of the trip in advance, my wife had warned me that as part of our camping trip, there's going to be a little excursion over to a place called Horse Cave where we were going to do, as she put it, a little light rappelling. Now, the reason my wife felt the need to tell me in advance that we're going to be doing this rappelling is because she knows that since before we were married, I have been deathly afraid of heights. So anything over like a little stepladder and I am a quivering mess. And so she wanted to warn me in advance, but she said, listen, the kids can do it. And our kids at the time were a lot younger. So she's like, the kids can do it. So if the kids can do it, it's probably some little kiddie cliff, you know, 10, 12 feet. We kind of, you know, hop down the cliff. And then she said, it ends in a pizza buffet. And if you want to make anything okay with me, just tell me it ends at a pizza buffet and we're okay. We're good. All right. So the time came for us to head over to Horse Cave to do the rappelling. And so we pack up the family and we head over and we go into this building where they're going to do sort of the advanced training for the rappelling. And I remember thinking as we're standing there in the room, man, this is a lot of protective gear for a little 10 to 12 foot kiddie cliff, right? I remember thinking, this is a little weird. Something's not adding up here. And then they gave us two pieces of information we did not previously have. The first was that it wasn't, in fact, a 10 to 12 foot kiddie cliff, but instead was an 85 foot sheer rock face that then emptied out into like another 140 foot drop down into Horse Cave. Okay, so I was a little nervous at that point. And the second piece of information they gave us was that there was a lightning storm coming in. So there was a really good chance that not all of us were going to get to go over the cliff, you know, to rappel. So you can imagine in that room full of maybe 20, 25 people, I had a new strategy. I was going to be the most polite rappeller in the history of Horse Cave, right? As we were walking out the door to go out to the cliff, I was like, no, you go first, please. No, no, you. So as we walked out to the cliff, I was like way at the end of the line thinking if anybody's not going to go over because of the lightning, it's going to be this guy. But then as we walked over and we stood, they were standing in line, I looked over and I saw at the very front of the line, my daughter Ava, who was, I think she was maybe 7 at the time. She was standing at the front of the line. Her eyes were as big as dinner plates. She was so excited to go over that cliff. And in that moment, they asked for an adult to go first. They didn't want Ava to go first. And I'm not ashamed to say in that moment, it was sort of like a universal referendum on my manhood. It really was. You know, I decided in that moment, I am not going to be the guy who wimps out going over the cliff while my daughter gleefully leaps down the cliff like a mountain lion. Not going to happen. So I raised my hand and said, I want to die quickly and with honor. That's how I want to go out. So I went to the front of the line and they hooked me into the rope and all the rappelling gear and stuff. And so I'm standing there and I lean back a little bit just to kind of test the rope. And right now, as you can imagine, like I'm facing away from the cliff. So everything's good, right now. And then they said, all right, lean over the cliff. Lean over the cliff, lean backward. And so I kind of leaned back and I was still fine because I was still kind of like my feet were on the ground at that point as I was kind of looking over the precipice of death, as I had come to call it. And they said, all right, now here's what you're going to do. You're going to put your butt below your feet and lean all the way back. And I have to tell you, that was a really difficult moment because at this point, I still had my feet on the cliff, right? I was still standing on solid ground. Even though I was leaning back on the rope, I still felt safe because my feet were on the ground. And when they told me to lean back and put my butt below my feet, basically down below, I was going to go all in. This was me fully committing to rappelling. And so I looked at my family, I looked at my friends, and I leaned back and I went down the cliff. And as I was going down the cliff, I was thinking, you know, this is similar to a lot of moments that we experience in life and in creativity, in business, in any sphere of our existence. We have a lot of these kind of butt below the feet moments that require bravery, but not bravery from the standpoint of, you know, boldness or, you know, bravery is not blind boldness. It's not charging into something unaware of the consequences. Bravery is being aware of the consequences, potential consequences of your action, and doing it anyway, making a calculated bet that something good is going to come from your effort. If you step into the unknown, that something good is going to happen. You know, I think we often confuse what bravery is, and I think it affects us. I think we think to be brave, we have to do these big, bold ventures. That's not true. Bravery could look like you need to have a strategic conversation with the person on your team who isn't performing as well as they need to be performing. And it's a difficult conversation. And maybe you don't feel like having that conversation. Bravery could be challenging your client to take a risk when your client wants to be very conservative, but you have data to show why your idea is actually going to be better for your client. Bravery is saying, I'm not just going to take your paycheck and do whatever you say. I'm going to step out and try to challenge you to embrace possibility in your own business as the person who's responsible for serving you, you know, as my client. You know, so bravery doesn't always look exactly like what we think it looks like. Now, for bravery to exist, I'm not going to go into this deeply, but for bravery to exist, there have to be two things. Imagine there's a sort of a 2x2 framework, right? And at the top, you have perceived agency, and at the bottom, you have perceived powerlessness. So perceived agency is the degree to which you feel like you can affect change on your environment around you. And then on the right, you have optimism, and on the left, you have pessimism. So on the right is the belief that things will work out well, and on the left is the belief that things will not work out well. When you have high perceived agency, but pessimism, you tend to experience futility. Yeah, I could do it. I can make the change, but why? It's not going to work out anyway. And this is where a lot of people spend their corporate career, quite frankly. I meet a lot of people who say, yeah, I have the ability to do it, but why? It's just, I'm just resolved to what's going to happen because it's not going to work out well anyway. There's an aura of pessimism that pervades the organization. When you have powerlessness, perceived powerlessness and pessimism, you're just resigned to whatever happens, right? Everything is futile. There's no reason to do anything because I can't do anything. And even if I could, it wouldn't work out well. When you have an environment of optimism, but perceived powerlessness, right? This is the bottom right-hand quadrant. When you have that environment, it's the quadrant of victimhood because I believe a better future is possible, but I am powerless to enact it, right? I am at the whim and wishes of everybody around me. So I can't do anything about it. I don't have any agency. So that's the quadrant of victimhood. But when you have perceived agency and perceived optimism, this is the top right quadrant. That is the environment in which bravery is likely to exist. Perceived agency and perceived optimism. I believe I can create change, and I believe that a better future is possible. Bravery exists whenever you believe that there is a better potential future and that you have the ability to help bring it about. That's when bravery is likely to exist. So when you lack either of those things, agency or optimism, it's very, very unlikely that you're going to engage in brave behavior. Okay, so I mentioned those threshold moments or those kind of butt below your knees moments that we experience where we have to go all in. There are three kind of thresholds I think that a lot of us experience in our life that require bravery. Three thresholds that we're all going to arrive at and require specific acts of bravery. In other words, we have to embrace the agency that we possess, and we also have to believe that something better is on the other side of this threshold. So the first act of bravery that we have to engage in consistently is the bravery to step through, the bravery to step into a new room. You know, some of us stand at the threshold and we calculate the cost, we calculate the risk. And for whatever reason, either we believe that we don't have the ability to step through, so we don't have agency, or we are mildly pessimistic about what's going to be on the other side of that door. Maybe we've been burned in the past. Maybe we failed in the past. And so we're not optimistic about what's going to happen on the other side of that door. And so we don't step through. You know, we don't reward people for stepping into well-lit rooms. We don't. So as Thad Cockrell once said, I once heard Thad Cockrell, the musician, say, what we have to do is step into dark rooms and turn the light on. And we don't know what's going to be there often, but that's the act of bravery that's required of us, is to step through the threshold into the dark room and to turn the light on. We do not reward people for stepping into well-lit rooms. We just don't. So is there a threshold that you're at right now? Maybe there's a step you need to take in your business, in your life. Maybe there's a conversation you need to have that could change everything. in your life? Is there a threshold you're standing at and you've been standing there for a while and you've been waiting to step through, and because it's dark in the room, you don't want to step in. You need to step in and turn the light on, and then you can navigate from there, right? But first you have to step through that threshold. That's the first act of bravery that's often required of us. The second act of bravery that's often required of us is the bravery to let go. So when we step through a threshold, that means we're leaving behind whatever was behind us, right? It doesn't mean it's not still part of us, but it means we're leaving it behind. We're choosing to leave it behind. But some of us want to drag that old perception of ourselves, that old baggage with us, those old dreams, those old ideas, the things maybe that didn't work out as well as we'd hoped. We want to drag those with us through the threshold, and we can't. We have to decide. To decide, the root of the word decide means to cut off. When we make a decision, we have to cut off. We have to move forward and often forget what's behind. It doesn't mean we forget it completely, but we don't allow it to control us or to own us anymore. And this is an act of bravery as well, right? Especially like in the midst of a creative project. You have something that you think will work because it's worked in the past, but you're being required to step into a dark room that is going to require you to use new skills, to develop new ways of doing things. You have to let go of the thing that got you where you are in order to get to where you want to be. So a couple of months ago, I was out on a walk, my midday walk, and I looked over to the side of the road and I saw a butterfly laying by the side of the road. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting because it's really still, right? It's not moving. And then I watched it for maybe 10 seconds or so, and I realized it's not moving at all. Actually, this butterfly is dead. And it was the most beautiful, just the most gorgeous butterfly I'd ever seen. It was laying there with its wings open, dead on the side of the road. And I don't know what it was. Something in me prompted me to bury the butterfly. So I did. So I found a stick and I kind of dug up the ground and I took the butterfly and I kind of laid it gently in the ground and I buried it. I covered it up with dirt and stood there for a moment, just sort of had like a little impromptu moment there with the butterfly, kind of burying the butterfly. And then I went on with my walk. And as I was walking after that, I started thinking, you know, I think that this is something that we need to practice in our lives as creative professionals. I think many of us go through our lives without ever having mourned old dreams, old notions of who we were to become, old aspirations, old ideas that didn't quite pan out the way that we wanted. And I think, you know, sometimes we carry all of that baggage with us through the next phase of our life. And so we never really fully step into the next phase, step through the threshold that we're supposed to step through, because we're still dragging the baggage from whatever happened before with us. It is an act of bravery to let go. Friends, we have to bury the butterfly. Beautiful things deserve to be buried. If you don't take the time to mourn something when it doesn't pan out, if you don't take the time to mourn something when a dream doesn't work out the way that you want, it's going to haunt you. It's going to affect you. It's going to inhibit your ability to step into the next season of your life or your career or the next project or whatever it is. So is there a place in your life where you have to bury the butterfly? Is there a place in your life where you need to make the brave step of saying, I am going to put this to rest, I'm going to mourn it, and I'm going to move on? It's still a part of me, but I'm going to move on, because holding on to it and wishing that it had worked out differently is only going to inhibit your ability to be effective moving forward. Bury the butterfly. What beautiful thing in your life do you need to bury so that you can move on to the next thing in your life? All right, that's the second act of bravery, is the bravery to let go. So bravery to step through, bravery to let go. The third one that I talked about at the conference is you have to have the bravery to wait. So there are some of us who are standing at a threshold right now, and at that threshold, we have the sense that we're supposed to step through, but we don't have everything in line yet to be able to step through. Again, bravery is not stupid boldness. It's not. It's not just storming a beach. Bravery sometimes looks like, I'm going to wait. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to get everything together. I'm going to develop my runway. I'm going to make sure I have buy-in from all of my stakeholders before I step through this threshold. That's really important, especially if you want to do things right. Now, you can do things quickly and fade out quickly, or you can do things right and you can last for a long time. So Here's my challenge to you. If you have an inkling of the next thing you need to do, the threshold that you need to step through in order to move into the next phase of your life, your career, maybe the next phase of a relationship with a client, whatever it is, you know there's a threshold you need to step through. I challenge you to put people in your life who can see, who have visibility into your decisions, who know what you care about, who know your aspirations, people who understand what it is you're about, and people who have freedom to speak truth to you. Are there people in your life who can challenge you? People who can say, hey, you know, I know you want to do this thing, but this is not for you right now. I know it's hard to hear, but this is not something you should be doing right now. Are there people in your life who can speak that kind of truth to you? Or are you just surrounded by yes people? Are you surrounded by people who tell you what you want to hear? Listen, you can always find people to tell you to do something, quite frankly, because they just want to see if you'll fail, right? They just want to see if you'll jump off the cliff. They'll tell you whatever you want to hear. Those are not the people you need. You need people in your life who will tell you when it's time to wait, when it's time to say not yet. And that's an act of bravery, especially when everybody in culture is screaming at you, go, 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 you're running out of time, you got to make it, you got to do it. It's an act of bravery to stand against the tide and say, no, I think I'm going to wait. So those are the three acts of bravery that could be required of you and will be required of you at some point. The bravery to step through, in other words, to step into a dark room and turn the light on, even though you don't know what's going to be there, okay? Is there a place where you need to do that? Do you need to have a conversation? Do you need to launch something? Do you need to design something? Do you need to take a class? Do you need to make a financial investment? What do you need to do? What threshold do you need to step through right now? Number two, you need to have the bravery to let go. Let go of failures. Let go of what's behind. Let go. You know, bury the butterfly. Your very good dreams that didn't pan out, bury the butterfly, friends, so you can move on and embrace the next thing. And then the third potential act of bravery you need to embrace right now is the bravery to wait. Everything inside of you is screaming, go, 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 step through, go, 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 it's time to do it. But you don't yet have everything lined up, and it's a suicide mission if you step through. You have to have the bravery to stop and to wait, even though everything around you is screaming, go, right? So those are the three acts of bravery that might be required of you. I challenge you to consider where in your life you might lack optimism or a sense of agency, because those are the areas where you're less likely to engage in brave behavior. And then consider those three thresholds and what you might need to do today to engage in an act of everyday bravery. All right. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.